You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as I bring back a special guest who's been on The Mark White Show before. And here he is today, James Craigmile. He's world-renowned canine trainer, Live PD, GAC Family TV, America's Top Dog, News Nation, host, actor, and deputy. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, my friend.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's an honor to be back on your show. I became a fan of yours after the first time that I was on your show, and I just greatly appreciate everything that you do for everybody. And I hope that you have plentiful followers and continue to grow your success.
James, I appreciate you saying that. I
do what I do to try to help others and make a difference in this world like you do too. And it's just a labor of love to do this every day, to give people a platform, maybe having a voice to be heard. That's important to me to give that to other people. So thank you for following the show, and I appreciate that, James. There are a lot of new followers on the show, and maybe there are some people who are just getting to know James Craigmile today, and I wanted you not only to be able to share about the event on June 3rd, but also share about yourself and your background.
Yeah, so I retired from the Army, and whenever I retired, I wanted something else to do in life, and ever since I was a young little kid, I always wanted to be a canine handler in law enforcement. So I became a law enforcement deputy, and through my career, I became a certified international canine handler. I was a canine squad handler, and then as my years progressed and I got to understanding the dogs and reading dogs and being able to train other dogs outside of my dog lore, I decided to become a canine instructor, and I got certified as a international canine instructor for law enforcement. And along that, I became a canine squad instructor, and just had a lot of fun training dogs, selecting dogs, dogs that didn't know anything, didn't even know their name because we changed their name when we purchased them, and getting this living, breathing, free-thinking creature that doesn't understand what we're telling them, to be able to get that handler who also doesn't understand how to communicate with the dog, pair them together, and to make that connection and to get that handler how to understand how to communicate with the dog and the dog to learn the language of the handler. And it's just so fascinating to see dogs transform. And I started in 2011 my own canine business, my dog training business, for not only law enforcement, but also for personal pets. And I've continued that, and it is a part-time, I wouldn't say job, because a job is, to me, something that you have to go do. I would consider it a hobby and a pleasure of mine to be able to take a dog and transform them, because today, people abandon dogs. People get rid of dogs. People take dogs back to shelters. The return rate at these rescue shelters are through the roof, and the reason they do that is because the dog misbehaves. The dog either uses a bathroom in the house, or they're chewing things up, or they are misbehaving and not listening. They're barking at the UPS guy or the Amazon person. And we really need to change the mindset of the human, not the dog, and teach the human, the handler, the dog owner, how to overcome these obstacles and boundaries by teaching confidence in the dog, manners and obedience. And it's been my mission for the past couple of years is to get in with these shelters and work with these rescue organizations to help reduce the rate of the return of the animals. Because if we can change the mindset of the human, we're going to have a lot better place, because the dogs, they don't know any different.
James, what has been your pitch to the shelters to explain to them what you would like to do?
You know, I spoke to the CEO of the Oklahoma Humane Society. I didn't know that there was one CEO for the state of Oklahoma for the Humane Society. I thought it was ran by each either municipality or county entity. But he reached out to me, and I told him the same thing, because he's been in that position for 8 years now. He was the former CEO of the Humane Society for the state of Kansas. And I told them the same thing that I told Rescue One here in Springfield and several other rescue organizations is, If you can show me your worst dog, show me the dog that has been there the longest. And I say the worst dog, and the dog that has had displayed the most aggressive behaviors, or just behaviors that they want to modify. I'll show you how to tap into that dog's mind and how to get that dog to do what you want him to do. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some dogs out there that cannot be saved. There are some dogs out there that are born defective, and they are just so aggressive that you may not get that out of them. And if there's a handler out there that tells you that they can fix every dog or they can solve every dog, well, there's something they're not telling you about, and they're just not being honest and truthful with you. You know, it's much like humans. There are some humans that cannot be saved. There are some humans out there that no matter what, they want to kill people. They want to cause harm and inflict pain intentionally to a person just because. And a lot of those humans, they can't be saved. That's why they have segregation in prisons for the rest of their life. So if I could just say one thing of, you know, I've always wanted to try to get sponsors to help with the training aspect of it, because, you know, we all have to make money in some way, and we all want to give back to the shelters. We all want to give back to the rescue organizations because they're based off of donor dollars. And if they don't get the donor dollars in, then they can't feed, they can't water, they can't house, they can't pay the electricity, they can't do anything. So just getting with the rescue organizations and showing their people, because most of those people volunteer. They have never been taught, they've never been trained how to deal with a behavioral issue, how to deal with an aggressive dog. So if you can go in there and you can teach them just a little bit, just enough so that they, the handler, the trainer, the volunteer has the confidence to grab a hold of that leash and to walk that dog or to ask that dog to do something you want them to do. That's what a lot of the problem is right now, is confidence in the person on the end of the leash, because the dog has got away with this behavior because the human doesn't know how to fix it. And then the human becomes fearful. They don't want to get bit. They don't want somebody else to get bit. And it's just a cycle that just continues. And until we can show them, until we can tap into their minds, and until I can instill confidence in both the handler and the dog, or the human and the dog, then we're fighting a losing battle. So that's what I've been talking to shelters about, all across from the state of Florida. I've talked to shelters in the state of Florida. I've talked to shelters in the Virgin Islands, to right here in Springfield, Missouri, and Oklahoma, and even Arizona. So I'm hopeful that there may be some sponsors out there that want to sponsor Craig Mile Canine Training and get into these shelters, the no-kill shelters, even the kill shelters. Let's get into every shelter out there that we can and change the lives of some of these dogs.
Because this is a passion of yours, when you have a win, when you have a victory with one of these dogs that's really troubled, what does that do for you personally?
You know, for me, I mean, it makes me feel good, but for me, I'm more of a giver than I am a receiver. I give more than I ever ask. And a lot of times, for me, it's just the happiness of seeing the human at the end of the day, because I know that I can get the dog to do it. But what I got to do is I've got to instill the confidence in the pet owner and the volunteer at the rescue shelters. I've got to instill that confidence. And once that person sees the confidence, sees the transformation in their dog, you see that confidence immediately, Mark. This isn't anything that takes a week or two. This isn't anything that takes 3 or 4 weeks. I'm talking about the confidence. Now, the training takes weeks, but the confidence is immediate in these dog owners and these volunteers, because they see that the dog is doing what we want the dog to do. And the most of it is confidence in the dog, building confidence. Because, Mark, we just came out of COVID, and a lot of these dogs are COVID dogs. And what I mean by COVID dogs is they were stuck inside of shelters. They were stuck inside of homes because they weren't getting out and they weren't getting any type of socialization. And now these handlers, these owners, the dog volunteers, they're getting them out in places like Lowe's and parks and Home Depot and different places where the dogs are, and the dogs are just going crazy. And they don't know how to fix it. So what do? They don't want to be an embarrassment. They don't want their dog to bite somebody. They're tired of their dog jerking their shoulder out of socket. So they leave their dog at home. And they're like, you know what? I'll just deal with it at home. At least it's in my house. At least I'm the only one that has to see it or deal with it. Oh, but I really love Fluffy and I really want Fluffy to go with me. So how do we solve that? So whenever I get that new dog owner, or the dog owner that's had their dog for 10 or 12 years, and they're like, hey, I know my dog's like 12 years old, but could you fix this? Absolutely. I'll show you how to fix it. Now it's going to take commitment on your behalf, time, patience, motivation. But to see in that hour that I typically spend with somebody, I post several videos and you see the confidence in the person. I've been training a blind rescue dog, and the dog was abandoned out in a farm field and left to survive on his own or die. Dog can't see. And a dog's world is of odor. So fortunately, his nose works very well. But this rescue organization, they got the dog. He had never had any training. And I've been with that dog now for 4 months. meeting off and on. In the beginning it was every week, once a week, and now it's tapered back to once every 2 or 3 weeks just because of my schedule. But we have that dog doing off-leash work now. And the confidence in the new mom that adopted the dog has just exploded through the roof. And you can just see they are so happy to be out and about in public, to display what her dog is doing, because I'm just the useful information that's showing you and telling you how to do it, but she's the one doing the work. So it's just, it's really good feeling to see the transformation and the confidence in the pet owners.
Right now, folks, we're talking to my friend James Craigmile. You may know him from Live PD or GAC Family TV, America's Top Dog. You may have seen him on News Nation. He's an actor, deputy, law enforcement officer. He has served with his canine, and he also has his own business. He has another special role that's coming up on June the 3rd as Master of Ceremonies for Fox and Hound Canine Foundation. And when we come back, we're going to find out more about Fox and Hound Canine Foundation from James Craigmile, and how you can support this effort, what they're about, and this event that's happening on June the 3rd in Branson, Missouri. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
To the city, works extra hard all day.
wishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am glad to have this guest back on the line with me. His name is James Craigmile, and many of you know him as world-renowned canine trainer, Live PD, GAC Family TV, America's Top Dog, News Nation, host, actor, and deputy. He is also going to be Master of Ceremonies at the Fox and Hound Canine Foundation in Branson, Missouri. This is the first annual event taking place on Saturday, June the 3rd in Branson, Missouri. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, James.
Thank you, Mark. And I just got to say, I love, and I gave you the plug earlier, but I got to say it again, just sitting here listening to you, you are an expert in your field. I like listening to you and the way that you articulate and communicate to your viewers. I think it's awesome. You certainly have a niche.
Thank you, buddy. Well, you know, when I was younger, one of the things that I wanted to do was be a canine handler. To talk to somebody like yourself who was able to follow through with that dream and then take it a step further to help other people, it means a lot to be able to talk to you today and to get your background, because I did have that similar dream.
Yeah, that is neat.
Now we have a foundation that we're talking about today, which is the Fox and Hound Canine Foundation. How did you come to be a part of this? How did you find out about this special organization?
Several years ago, whenever I was a canine handler at the sheriff's office with Lore, our canine unit was funded solely off of donations, as is a lot of agencies across the United States. And Karen Doss, who is the owner of Fox and Hound, she reached out to me, and she's local here to the Springfield area. She said, hey, I really want to give back to our canine unit. Is there anything that you need? We would like to donate some money to your organization. And I told her that Lore did not have a ballistics vest. We were doing these high-risk search warrants. Lore was at the front of everything whenever we were tracking and finding these bad guys and bad girls. And, you know, I was worried that he was going to end up getting stabbed or shot one day. So I really would like to buy him a ballistics vest, and they're expensive. So Karen said, we've got it covered. I don't care what the cost is. The Fox and Hound is wanting to pay for it. Now, this was before the Fox and Hound Canine Foundation. This was her separate company. She makes, through her Fox and Hound organization, she makes soaps and shampoos for the dogs, flea and tick spray, animal cologne. She makes different types of kennel cleaners, and she makes candles. And for everything that she sells, she takes a portion of the proceeds and donates back to the canine unit. So she bought Laura a vest, and that's been, gosh, probably 10 years ago now. And we have just became good friends since. And Karen is very passionate about giving back to working dogs. She has been engrossed in the working dog community, from, you know, fire and arson dogs at fire departments to search and rescue dogs to law enforcement canines. And these are current working dogs. There are many organizations out there that take care of dogs that want to give back. Project Canine Hero, they give back whenever a dog retires and pay for their medical bills. So I just was able to stay in contact with Karen. And last year, she applied for her 501c3 through the Fox and Hound Canine Foundation and started the first annual canine event in Gala, which is going to be held here in Branson, Missouri, not too far south of where I live. And there are going to be canines from all over the United States that are coming. I believe we have at least 20 canine teams coming from LA to New York to Florida to Texas, here in Missouri. There are canines coming from all over with their handlers. We're going to have demonstrations. There's going to be vendor booths set up. There's going to be painting and live entertainment, food that night. I'm going to be the host or the MC of the event. There's going to be some legacy awards that are going to be out there. Very special award, a legacy award for my retired and dog who has now passed away, for Lore. So I'm very honored about that. And the proceeds from the event go back to working dogs. Karen has a passion We all know what bloat is. And if you don't know what bloat is, that's whenever a dog's stomach flips. If you don't get that dog into surgery within X amount of time, and I'm not a vet to say what that time is, but within, you know, 10 to 20 to 30 minutes, your dog will die. There is no reversing it. Your dog is going to die. So Karen's passion is to do the surgery, which is a common practice in working dogs, to make a couple of incisions in their stomach, and the doctor goes in, then they staple the dog's stomach to the lining on the stomach wall or the inside of the stomach, and it prevents the dog's stomach from flipping. And bloat can be caused from, a lot of times, the dog eating or drinking. They can either eat or drink too fast, and then they immediately go into an activity, and that causes that stomach to flip, which ties the stomach off, and the bloat ends up inevitably killing the dog because you can't get in there and correct it fast enough. So that's her passion, giving back, you know, getting vests and training. She donated a lot of training time to a handler that his agency wasn't able to afford to pay for all of the training, but he knew that he wanted to get the extra training to make him and his dog better for their community. So Karen paid for the training. So this is donor dollars that's going towards active working dogs in the community. And like I say, that's for the fire departments, for search and rescue, for law enforcement canine. So it's just a great organization. I encourage everybody to come out to it. There's going to be so many neat stories and handlers, and just a lot of people are going to attend this event.
And James, I do want to clarify what Karen is actually doing through her nonprofit. When it comes to that store, when you shop online at foxandhoundcaninefoundation.org, all of the proceeds from the shop go to funding the foundation's canine supplies. And in addition to that, Fox and Hound directs 100% of all individual and corporate donations to the canines and the canine units they support. That's a big deal when it comes to a nonprofit.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And her main company, Fox and Hound, she has on Instagram and Facebook. I encourage everybody to go over there. She's hundreds of thousands of followers on Facebook. She's, I think, over 10,000 followers on Instagram. I encourage everybody to go follow her. You will see the different handlers that we have coming to this event. Like I said, handlers from Texas and Florida, New Jersey. We have handlers from Georgia. Guest speakers are going to be there. So it's an amazing event. There may be handlers from your area, out of the state of Washington or Iowa, here in Missouri and North Carolina, that you know. So I encourage you guys to come over. I also encourage you guys because, and this is a plug for Karen and her company, but I also use her shampoo, on my dogs all the time. It's an anti-itch shampoo and everything. And it smells amazing, and it is some of the best product that I have seen out there. And I have gotten it into the hands of dog groomers around the area, and they absolutely love it. Karen said that she has problems keeping her shelves stocked. She doesn't actually have a storefront. It's a warehouse. She just ships it out. But she gives more than she receives. So this is my way of giving back to her because she gave back to me to protect my dual-purpose dog, Lore, whenever he was in service, and I'm forever grateful for that.
I love this, James. Fox and Hound Canine Foundation, first annual canine event and gala taking place Saturday, June the 3rd in Branson, Missouri. Tickets are $10. The canine event is from 12 to 4. The gala is from 6 until 10. The tickets there are $100 for the gala. But you can be a part of this effort. Even if you can't make it to Branson, Missouri, you can donate through foxandhoundcaninefoundation.org, and you can help to support this effort. And James, before we close out, again, I want you to share about your need for sponsors and your business to help others with their animals.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Mark. My business, Craig Mile Canine Training, my goal is to keep the dogs out of the shelters, to reduce the return rate, and to keep these dogs from being abandoned out on the side roads or out in these farm fields. And it's not just here in Missouri, it's all across the United States that this happens. And these dogs are left to fend for themselves, or they end up getting euthanized because the shelters just can no longer take them because it's not a big enough place. And my goal is to ask for and to get sponsors to help with my company, which is not a non-for-profit. I am a for-profit, but helping give back to the rescue organizations and the humane societies out there across the United States, because I train live online. I have clients all over the world, and that is no joke. I've got the proof on my website, on my social media pages, and I just want to give back to all of them. I give back my proceeds. I donated some money to a rescue shelter down in the Virgin Islands. They were having troubles. The hurricane came through, and they needed help repainting the shelter and redoing the floors and stuff like that. And although I don't live there and I won't be able to gain anything, it was my business was able to give back to that rescue organization. So I train all over the world, either live online or if somebody wants to pay me to come and train their dogs. I've got a lady in Washington. We're setting up for me to fly out there to train her dog for a week or so. And I'm just passionate about keeping these dogs and changing the lives of the humans and the dogs, because dogs are like kids. If they don't have discipline and they don't have structure, they're left to fend for themselves, and they get lost because they don't understand, because nobody has taught them, nobody has shown them the right way to behave.
James Craigmile, world-renowned canine trainer, Live PD, GAC Family TV, America's Top Dog, News Nation host, actor, deputy, and congratulations on Master of Ceremonies for the Fox and Hound Canine Foundation event and gala. Always a pleasure to have you on the Mark White Show, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir, and I appreciate you more than you'll ever know.
Thank you, buddy. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like James Craigmile and Fox and Hound Canine Foundation, Karen Doss with that special organization. And I hope that you'll share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, fresh pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks.
Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.